This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
On this Friday, the 1st of June, in the year of our Lord's 2018. I am indeed a very happy auntie because it is my birthday today, indeed. And I've got two wonderful friends, two beautiful candles to blow with me today. And that's Gavin Prince adjusting his instrument. Hi, Gavin.
Hello, Casper. Happy birthday.
Donkey. Hello, Rian.
There we go. Hello, Casper.
Sorry, I got you in front of the wrong thing.
Happy birthday.
But that's, we gay and we then used the wrong thing, you see. Do you understand that, Gavin?
No. I'm having an Alicia moment. I'm sorry.
Okay, I will give you a back door to that joke later. Rian, ach, hoe gaan het met jou?
Baie goed en jy, Casper?
Hoe het het gegaan met oma?
Baie lekker. Ons het baie gedobbel. Baie gedobbel en het was fantastisch geweest om vir die week saam met haar te wees by Sun City.
Ja, ek sien jy leer resepte en alles.
Ja, nee, ek kan nou alles kook, hoor.
Oh, kan jy boeken kook nou? Weet jy, ek voel jong. That is the problem with getting old.
How old are you today?
I'm not gonna fucking tell you.
You are as old as you feel.
Exactly, Gavin.
Age is niks maar een nummer.
Dit is een fucking nummer.
Precies. Nummer hoeveel?
Ons kan Google.
Well, yeah, actually, my age, I've changed it over the years.
I should hope.
Yeah, but I think now it's correct. And also, some people blurted out my age on Instagram. Yeah, I can't believe it.
How dare they?
How dare they? Just say it like this. Oh, you are now... Mm-mm-mm. I said, no, you can't say that. You illusion, illusion. It's just an illusion. So, you weren't here last Friday, dearest Gav.
I was not, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry.
You were in Naisner.
I was in Naisner.
And Rian, you were in Sun City. So on that day, I lost a tooth. It's out.
Kan je het geloven?
It's still out.
Op hierdie ouderdom.
Op, wat zo goed. So I bit into a piece of bread and my tooth fell out. I looked like a crack whore, lieve heksie.
Hoe oud was die brood, Casper?
God ouder as ek. Maar... So I send an SOS, sending out an SOS to Dr. Lex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that rhymes. My God, I must make a song. And he answered me, Dr. Smiley Lex. You know him? Celebrity dentist to the stars.
The stars?
You know him? I can show you his picture.
Please do.
Het ek haar op my pet?
Ja, jy het.
Jesus, is my honde of ek raak nou baie oud. En that even his cap's got hair. Ek vir haar vandag. go onto your phone. I think you've got a phone there.
No, I've got my Google in front of me.
Google Dr. Lex Smile.
Dr. Lex Smile. Shoot for smile for smile.
To the stars. Look at him. Ooh. I met him on a talk show and he's like doing everyone's teeth.
Op Goliath.
Bonang. He's doing Kasper Njovest. He's Persian. Kasper Njovest. He's doing the Goliaths. He's doing Sumizi's teeth. That's him.
Wanneer kan hy my tande kom doen?
Ek weet nie, maar ek gaan groot oop maak maand. I said, please, because he said on that talk show, he said, I'm a fan of yours, Kasper. And I thought, oh, would he know me? How would he know me? But then I remembered that for fucking sure when my tooth fell out.
Oh.
Now I decided maybe I should get a whole new grid because you can't see my front teeth. And I want to smile like a July horse. Maybe. Do you think it will give me a speech impediment if I all of a sudden have a new grid?
I've got
teeth showing all of a sudden.
I've got no idea.
Do you think people will still believe me? Do you think
I had mine done when I was 22 years old.
Did you also have no teeth?
Nee, my kids is Dracula gelijk. Like I had proper like
a blowjob done.
Yeah, it's a blowjob. Yeah, okay. That was a gap. Maar nie 'n groot gap as
'n passion gap.
Ja, daar was nie 'n passion gap in my hierdie tande. My voorste twee tande was staande and then the other two next to it they were like protruding. Hulle het soos uitgegaan. Yeah. I was not beautiful. There are pictures of me on Google.
Yeah, but I was lucky up to now. But now I think my sell-by date is catching up with me.
You know
and
what?
So now, because this tooth was a real tooth that fell off.
But do you need to smile?
I do.
A comedian, does he need to smile?
Yes, because if I throw my neck back in laughter, then you're going to see it. And it looks, for some reason, horrifying, as we all know. Just take a photo of yourself and Photoshop your front tooth teeth out and you will just go, oh, what? Yeah. That's what you feel like. But anyway, enough about my teeth. Let's talk about me.
It's your birthday.
And I'll cry if I want to. Oh.
I brought you something.
What did you bring me, my darling?
I'm going to excuse myself from the microphone.
Is this air conditioning on? Because I've either got hot flushes or it's not on. Yeah, and it's cold. Hey, people, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. All of a sudden, last night, Gavin, Rian, I wanted to go pee. I couldn't find it. Not the bathroom.
The pee?
The pee-pee.
The sticky.
It was so cold. I had to rummage and I couldn't find, and so I just let go and at least my legs were warm.
That's a nice
was
story.
Was it cold?
Yeah.
There with you?
Yes. No, yeah. Sun City was very hot.
No, yesterday.
Oh yeah, yesterday was very cold.
Yesterday was cold, eh? Did you have a vier gemaakt, Evan?
Happy birthday.
Oh,
a chocolate key with a haarkie.
Oh, shame. Where did you get that?
Van die vloer af.
Funny flu.
And here's another one.
Oh, Donald.
Oh, mate, with love.
Oh, thanks, Gavin.
It is my pleasure.
I can see that you didn't know it was my birthday. Thank you. Thank you for not preparing. I feel special. Thanks, Gavin. Was it cold last night with you people as well? It was cold snap, man. Mm. Gavin, can't you?
He brought me some water.
I know, but you can't multitask, eh?
Okay? What were we talking about again?
The cold fucking
cold.
Snap.
Yes. No. I was on the street. I was at the Hilton Hotel.
On the streets?
Yeah. I was on the streets.
Oh, Jesus.
Like at the scarf. It's a business networking event.
Oh, yeah, that's what you call it when you whore.
Kamer nummer.
Kevin, I've got. Rian, Kevin, next week I've got to roast. The roast battle starting at comedy. That's why I'm so mean. I'm rehearsing my skills to be mean.
So we are your guinea pigs for the next 2 hours.
You.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you are. And then next week I have to roast. Please, people, come to Goliath Comedy Club. My first night is the Thursday.
Yay.
And I need people because obviously my contestant, who I'm not going to name the name because I don't know if I'm allowed to, but they will have people to support them, so I need my people to support me, to laugh at every fucking thing I say.
Amazing. Because
that is what's going to influence the judges. So I hope to see you there, Gavin.
I hope so.
When
to see me there too.
This person to pieces next Thursday.
Oh. Amazing. Where's my
So, but that's what I mean. Okay, I'm rehearsing.
Okay. That's fantastic. What are you playing for us?
I'm going to play you something and then I'm going to tell you a story. So,
I also want to play you something.
Oh.
Something very short, just a minute. But you play your thing and then give me a cue and I'll play my thing.
Okay, is your thing funny?
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
As long as it's funny, I'm happy. Mm. Just don't play me some
No. You know me.
I know you. I know
I'm
you.
I'm about the
so
real deal.
Well.
The real deal.
You see, Charmaine is in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever get close to a human and human behavior.
Bernard is in the salon. Where does he work? To Javel. Uganded, Javel. Yeah, Javel, dankjewel. He's there.
Dankjewel.
Hannes is working again on the port that's starting Skiv.
Oh, wow.
So it's you and the Riri today.
Mm-hmm.
The old faithful.
And our good friend Raymond is in Spain.
I saw. In Barcelona.
And that's why I'm playing this. Because he saw Bjork last night. Live.
Wow. Isn't I was
that
very
just
jealous.
Jealous making?
Yes, proper.
You know, I'm not really a Bjork listener, but but staging apparently was phenomenal.
Is it?
Yeah, it's more Scandinavia, the king. I mean, she's from Iceland, but I mean, it wasn't Spain, but I don't know what the fuck I mean. And here we sit in Johannesburg.
Getting cold, and kind of a toti vind, nie?
Toti tu en nie, fok en verder nie, dis al wat ek kan sê.
Inverted.
And Gav, what have you done since you returned? Because we're gonna spend a whole section on Naisna. So I don't want to know about Naisna, now. I don't want to know, God, you know, it's that stroke coming up. I don't want to know about Naisna now. But what did you do for the rest of the week? Because you're going up in the world, I see. I mean, you're becoming a celeb, even if it's in your own mind.
Well, can I just say something?
Yeah.
The first time a respected comedian by the name of Casper De Vries requested me to come onto his show to be a guest.
Yes, my
the
darling.
The first time.
Yes, darling.
My boss at the time said the very same words to me.
What? Are you a celeb in your own mind?
I don't want you to go to this Casper thing because you just want to be a celebrity.
Oh, fuck her. Wow.
Exactly, twice.
Wait, jy ook begin met kom as a gas and to develop it in... Okay.
But I had to write my test twice, but it's two again.
I wasn't quite sure whether Gavin would want to do it because I knew he was a source of wonderful stories. But so I invited him and I invited him again and then I thought maybe. But you have changed, Gavin. You're not that gossipy bitchy person anymore, which I hoped you would be. So I was So I am just sort of waiting for you to, for a quiet moment, to tell you mustn't come back the next week. No, it's not true.
You know what?
Would not be
if
the same.
If you had invited me to come onto the show while I was a naughty newspaper reporter, then we probably would have had like lots of court cases
Salacious things like that.
Yeah,
but I didn't want a court case. I just wanted gossip. But it's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got all that in your mind, so it's now and then you come up with the things. And when I met Oprah, and that's what I like.
Yeah, that's name dropping.
That's name drop. Love the name drop. And then Rian, you know, we've worked together for years. I don't know how we met, but how we first worked together, but it was usually as a dancer in my shows, my TV shows, and then
your shows.
I was 19.
Really?
The first time I met Meneer De Vries.
I can't even remember.
I was the body double for wat uit die tronk uitgekom
het. Was dit toe jy die eerste keer vir my gewerk?
Heel eerste keer, ja.
Regtig?
Wag, wie het uit die tronk uitgekom?
Kobus.
Ja.
In Hakensteek. In the show, Hakensteek. And then this guy did a dance, but then Rian did the body double for him. But obvious, that was the whole joke, is that the actor would turn and then all of a sudden he would have this wonderful physique because it's Rian and then it would be back to the actor. I thought it was quite funny, but other people are still
getting...
Ek het
die series nou die dag gekyk, het was actually baie goed om het weer te kyk.
It actually progresses with time.
Oh, shame, en ek het met Gigi arresteer op die einde nog.
Yes, het haar uitgedra.
Ja,
we had a thing about Gigi last week because she's dead.
Is it?
Lise, yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about, hey?
No.
What circles do you move in? Jesus Christ, what do you do? Justin Bieber, what do you do?
What do you mean?
I know.
Oh my goodness, like I don't even know how to answer that. Ek het die pille gevat vir oggend toe.
You must
forgive me.
Please, you think I've got, you what? I want to say so many things at the same time. Then they all
so excited.
It crunches up in front of my mouth and then it comes out. But I think I've got some pills for you and I want to see you progress from this like comatose person to an intelligent human being. So we're going to put you on sort of liquid cocaine now.
Wow. Can you look for my tablets while I play you my 20 seconds.
Oh,
can
Jesus
I?
Christ. Just hang on. No, wait. What are you going to... Can I plug it in for you?
Okay.
You can't play it like
maar
that.
Maar jy mag sien nie vandag en jy sien nou wie.
Okay, wait, Gavin. Here, plug this.
I'm so excited. I've never done something like this, eh?
Okay.
As ek nou unplug
oh,
en dan...
Oh, liewe heer, dit was seer en dit was sonder dinge is.
Who's pressing play, you or me?
You, man.
Okay.
Karen, do it. No, but I can't hear. No, we're not. No, wait. I must. Yeah, give it here.
Okay.
Karen Zoid, eh?
You plucked it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Take this shit off.
Okay.
Okay, and now just get it back again.
Let's try again.
Get it back and give it back to me. Karen Zoid sent me a message. How did you see her? When did you see her?
It's my geheim.
Oh, Gavin, you are the best.
Wait, where is it now? I hope it's gonna...
Look for it and give it back and I'll play it.
Hello, liefste Casper. It's Karen hier. So, ek wil net sê dat ek hoop jy 'n wonderlike jaar het.
Dankie, my
vol geluk en vreugde en goeie gezondheid. Baie dankie vir die... awesome mens wat jy is.
Oh, ek is
in
nie.
Soveel mense se lewens, maar vooral in myne.
Oh.
Jy is amazing. Ek is lief vir jou en ek sien jou later. Baie liefde.
Yay!
Oh, awesome. How beautiful.
I'm going to a show tonight.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
That's what she meant.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wil jy 'n pilletjie
terug?
Gee my pil.
Is dit nou meer 'n pilletjie, dit is nou 'n pil. Oh, my stiefma luister na die show. Ek het dit gesê nie.
O, Jesus, stiefma. This is a rough show, eh?
Mm,
okay, but we were talking about what you are doing. What are you doing with Red Dot? Are you getting on? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I'm enjoying myself. So basically, we have now not rebranded, but we've expanded. So we were known as Red Dot PR. So that's the public relations part of the business. So now we have, we've started Red Dot Media.
Wow.
Red Dot Media is precies what it is.
Red Dot Media.
And hoe gaan het zo ver?
Is baby steps, sy's 'n baba.
Okay.
Sy's 'n pap baba, sy is 2 weke oud.
Wow. Oh my.
So ons doen logos and websites and sulke stuff, like how amazing.
Okay, but very nice.
What no one knows, and I'm going to tell you that, is we are stopping with the show today. For a while only, but we are.
What?
Yes. What we're going to do is, remember on Friends, they said, we go on a break.
Yeah.
Ross and Rachel.
We were on a break!
So we're going to do that. Just to sort of, from a distance, look at stuff. But while we're off air, we're still going to be on air. Because what I'm going to do is, we got 4 years of 2 hours a week. Mm. And I'm going to 9 together, a blanket of greatest hits through all the shows. So awesome. A bit of episode 1, a bit of episode 70, a bit of episode 140, and so forth. Every week, so it'll be like a new show for everyone and for us as well. And then we take stock.
That's so sad.
I know it's sad in a way, but it'll be coming back.
When?
I'm asking, but God knows. No. We will most probably in a month's time again. Mm. Yes, and then we will start anew with fresh vigor.
Fantastic.
And colleagues.
No.
We getting the boot.
No, Gavin, I didn't mean that. I mean like sponsors.
Okay. Oh my god.
This
goodness.
Sounds like a permanent break.
So thank you, Gavin, for everything. It was wonderful. And
that is how you get fired on air.
Yes. Maar ek loop reg tot werk uit.
Ek gaan my goed vat. Hier is die mic en ek gaan loop. Ja. Met 'n pull ashwood.
Lekker met red dot. No, of course nothing will change. But it can only get better. So today we got a guest who's never been on the show ever. Let me play you something here.
A clue asseblief.
A clue. Okay. Yes, sis. Okay. Who's this? Just shh. I don't know who this is. Myself. Just hang on. This is taking forever. But this is an old song.
It's a long intro.
It's. I think they didn't know the mic was on. There you go. Shh. Little. He says little.
Little.
Yeah.
Little daisy. You drive me crazy. The garden of my brain is green and brown sometimes. Little daisy. You drive me crazy. The garden of my brain is green and brown sometimes. Devil comes along, when the devil comes along.
Now so, who's this? Gavin? Guess. Just fucking guess. Never been on the show. A singer.
Is it Arnold?
Yes!
Maybe that is a different version that you got via MP3 or something. With respect, Casper. I know this is my last show, so I'm going to say it like it is. But I could not recognize his voice then.
Ek dog as Casper se liedjie toe hy gisterand gaan piepie het.
I actually like the lyrics.
Really? Love that.
Yeah. Okay, now rock on.
High five. Roast for
Casper.
Yeah. The roasting is now getting, and everyone is enjoying it. No, this is Nude Girls Days.
Love them. Love them.
So it's not really Arnold, it's Springbok Nude Girls, but Arnold is coming. We'll talk about the Springbok Nude Girls, obviously. You know? So it's going to be a lekker show. That's all I want to say. Little. And then we got a surprise for him. Don't tell him. I don't think he's here yet. Because, Rian, what's going to happen?
There is going to be two dancers doing an exhibition where they lift each other and throw each other around. It's called an adage. So I've selected my favorite song of his, and they are going to perform on that song.
This is an exhibition of the exhibitionists.
After 12. After 12, it's going to happen when Arnold's here. We're going to sing. We're going to play on his song. We're going to dance on his fucking song.
That's amazing. That's special. Yeah.
And they're going to be naked, eh?
Think I must give you a hint, Bonnie. But I'll speak eye candy for you.
Okay, then he must take off his things. And then we will record it then, live on Facebook, people. We'll record it live on Facebook. So just, I'll...
Kijk hoe kijk even mee.
Kijk hoe kijk. Oh man, 50 rand, yo. Yeah. Goeie naad, my vriend, hier is jou Absa spaarplan, man. Lekker kaksie spaar. Yay, ons gaan nog baie van jou hoor.
Fantasties. En dan het ek net 3 van jou maatjies. Jy kan besluit wanneer, maar dit was Karen, dan nog 3 van jou maatjies wat vir jou boodskapies gestuur het. Net 3.
Gavin!
Hy is prepared.
Hy is prepared!
This is my last show, I need to go out with a bang! So jy, wat jy gereed is?
Gavin, is my pilie. Sit hom in.
Okay, I need to now get my bearings.
No, you just talk while you do it, that's all. Otherwise it's quiet.
Okay, ek moet hom insit.
Druk hom in.
Okay, diep insit. Want hy...
Wow, wow.
And now can you speak?
Hey, Cassie, it's me, Jacques. I just want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. I hope you have a beautiful day filled with only love and spoiled just the way you deserve to be. I just want to thank you for your support throughout the years in my career. And just want to thank you for being the awesome friend that you have been. Love you lots, my friend. See you soon. Cheers.
Near the blush.
How amazing.
I mean, they are expecting now.
Yes, I saw the pictures.
Hulle troue was so mooi geweest.
I didn't see the show yet. I was invited, by the way, to the wedding. I was. Can I show you the fucking email? But I couldn't go. It was far away.
Okay.
Intentionally, I think, so that no one knew. So that they were sure I couldn't come. But that was But Jacques wrote a song for his child. Child.
Do you have the song?
I'm gonna fucking find it now. And when I found it, I'm gonna ask you whether you got more messages. No. Let's finish this off. So give me the pili back. So let's put this in here.
Yeah.
And Jacques, where's your song? I know you got a song here, my darling.
Gavie, jy met al die celebs op radio weer.
Well, that's 3.
It was a busy morning. Because remember, I didn't know it was his birthday.
Oh, I love it when you lie.
Ek wou dit op die groep sit, maar toe dog ek, kom ons hou dit nou maar verrassing.
Oh.
Want ek hou daarvan in die oggend vir almal geluk te sê en dan se gedoen. Dan vergeet mens dit later.
Ja.
Jacques, where's your song? I saw it. I knew he said, here is the song for my baby. And now I can't find it. Well, anyway, Jacques, if you can just WhatsApp me or Gavin where I can find it, I will play it. Okay. Thank you, Jacques. Oopsie. And thank you for your message.
Nou gaan jy kon na die christening van die baba gaan nooi word na daai episode.
Nee, ek sal gaan. Ek sal die babietjie gaan doop. Because I've got a church degree on the internet. $30. I can marry people and I can
Is it?
Baptize, yeah.
Ek sal love as gas vir my trou eendag.
Jesus, go with...
Dis Melt Sieberagen. Ek wil net sê, baie geluk met jou verjaarsdag. Ek weet, jy is a Gemini, want dit was die naam van jou one-man show, wat ek gesien het in 1994.
Ja, met klem op Gem.
Jy doen baie graag Small Talks, die naam van die show, wat ek gesien het in 1992.
Wow.
Ons weet, jy deel in hoofsaaklik humor, die naam van die eerste CD van jou, wat ek gekoop het. En baie mense noem jou dalk 'n walgwors, die naam van die eerste groot auditorium show, wat ek jou sien doen het.
Ja.
Ek is dus... baie geëerd en baie bly om jou collega te kan wees deesdae, maar ek is in die eerste plek nog steeds 'n moerse groot fan. Baie geluk, Kasper, en dankie vir alles wat jy doen om ons te laat lag.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's nice, Melt.
And then one more.
No, I don't know Melt that well, but he came one day to the show and I got to learn him, wat sê mys, ek het hom bietjie leer ken. To learn Chinim a bit, to leer ken. And he's actually such a sweet, kom maar een tooth uit. Such a sweet person. So thank you very much for that. Is dan nou, moet ek nou nog?
Nog een laatste.
Okay, play.
Maar ek is bietjie bang, want hierdie een het ek nog geskreen nie.
O God.
So vloekwoorde, Steve, maar vergewe my.
You know, I woke up this morning and
Duncan.
Mark Zuckerberg reminded me that.
Okay, is that what he reminded you?
Skype call.
Meneer Casper de Vries is a Bart Dart vandaag.
Ah.
Ek is so play for my papa.
Ooh.
My mama papa. Casper de Vries, happy birthday, meneer. May you have money more.
money, meneer. Oh, thank you, Dunkie. Jy speel vir my fucking Steve Hofmeyer.
Yeah.
I speel vir my Steve Hofmeyer.
I can't believe it. Ek is jammer.
Thanks, Duncan, that's very funny.
That's it.
Thank you. Can someone just take the two nails out of my hand? That was wonderful, Duncan. I love you. Thank you so much.
And that's it.
Oh, that's so nice. I don't know if people actually sending birthday messages to me because I...
Yes, I can't,
but I can't see. And we don't get WhatsApps anymore, do we?
Is it?
Duncan, what's your name?
Gavin.
Go check.
Ah, the last day.
No, I'm just... I'm excited.
And I just can't hide it.
Oh, thank you. I'm just reading messages on my phone as well. What a wonderful... You know, it's so wonderful that people think of you. Is there iets? Niks? Oh, God. Niemand, iemand.
So, plan jy ietsie vir jou verjaarsdag, Kasper?
Ek gaan 'n Karen Zoetse's fucking show to Jorion.
Awesome.
How weird is that? Oh, not weird. How ironic is that?
What?
That she sent a message.
Yeah, and then I'll see her tonight.
Well, so gaan seker vir jou 'n speciale birthday.
No, I don't think that. It's just it's going to be a special night. And afterwards, we're going to eat together.
Oh, lovely days.
And just have a nice little nom-nom-noms.
Oh.
You know? And so it'll be a nice day for me. But there's a lot of people. Daar's Ilse Roos, die aktrise, sy verjaar vandag. Marilyn Monroe would have been... This is Marilyn Manson.
Mm.
Jesus. Marilyn Monroe, what's his name? Samuel Jackson, Alanis Morissette. All a birthday today.
Wow.
So this is Marilyn Manson. It's called Personal Jesus. It sounds a bit like that other song that what's that guy who came second in the first pop idol who stammered?
Gareth Gates.
Gareth Gates, yeah. He had a song da 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 da. Well, in the heaven of Jesus. It sounds a bit like this. That is after he was on a binge of cigarettes. But we all have a personal Jesus, don't we, Gavin? What's your personal Jesus? Who? Not what, who? So, like, someone you wouldn't have been where you are today if it hasn't been for that person. Me. I am your Jesus, Gav.
That is how Facebook, and I'm taking it back to this morning. When I woke up, Facebook reminded me, and those were my words. This man took a chance on me. So this was my memory a year ago today. This man took a chance on me and gave me a spot on the radio. Happy birthday, Casper de Vries.
Wow.
That was the message.
Really?
So it's already out there in the universe.
Gav,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And other personal Jesuses you want to send a message to today?
Steve Moore, luister.
Wat van jou man?
Ek het, hy was baie supportive. En ons gaan nou gaan oor waans die afgelope week was ek en jy Casper, but yeah. He was incredibly supportive.
Oh.
He was surprised that I was surprised that he was supportive.
because usually you are the supportive.
You know what? I am a 41-year-old confident male,
yeah.
Right? But when he said to me, "You look beautiful tonight," on Saturday, I was just like, sure. It feels good to hear that. Mm. So I said to him, wow. Like, wow.
I, on the other hand, I was told about this Mr. Gay thing a week before it happened.
Yeah? A week before it happened?
But Betty Bangles said, "Well, can you do you need?" Because someone pulled out. And I said, "Betty, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, "They are offering you this."
Mm-hmm.
I laughed so much then. And I came back to Betty and I said, "Well, what about this amount?"
Mm-hmm.
And they came back with a very, very low amount. And I thought, well, I'm going to do this for Betty. and for camaraderie. And I've never been to that festival.
Me neither.
Let me go. And so my story is actually, I had to rush around for something to wear.
Mm.
And then I remembered I bought something on Mauritius years ago that's now too small for me. So I went to Heidi Hollywood Costumes and they made it a bit bigger. So I was wearing like a curtain at the back. Now, but it was blinking nicely.
It, if you did not, because next to the stage when I went to go and greet Casper, he told me the story. And I'm like, I would never have guessed it because really? it looked like it's part of the sequence.
Oh, good, wow. good.
Because it flowed with like the other thing that you had in front.
Well, your husband said you look beautiful. I put on that fucking thing and everyone, I said, so this is the thing from Mauritius that, and everyone said, That's what they said. At least you had someone who said you look beautiful.
Miskien was it a,
No, yeah, that was definitely, And Rian, your personal JJ?
He's JJ himself.
Two are religious, eh?
Yeah.
He is religious.
Yes.
So he's just lost his slot.
ek is a draadsitter. Like yeah. I said before, because Casper clearly didn't listen to what I said before.
No, I have. That's why I'm bringing it back like a good radio host.
I said I believe in the power of prayer, but there's a lot of unanswered questions in the Bible for me.
Okay.
And unless that is answered, I will not go around and you know, Kumbaya, my Lord.
Yeah, but except now for like imagination, Rian, who helped you really in your career?
Well, this is not going to sound so funny because it is Casper.
Yeah, I know. Why do you think I set this up?
I'm setting
Don't
this up.
Don't we have other people in our lives? No, of course, Rian, you did a lot. But it's just that I'm always there in your life,
of course.
Like Jesus.
Yes.
Every now and then you look and there I am.
Behind me.
Really, what a bullet jy gedrink.
He's very witty today. He has actually, okay, let me tell you. He came in for the dancing. I approached him. I said, Rian, remember me? He said, fucking will I ever forget? And my lawyer as well. And I said, well, won't you bring some dancing? But because we need dancing on the show. Because remember we had the strippers.
Yeah.
And that was like a nice and raunchy. But now we said, okay, let's have some dancing. And then Rian came in and he talked a bit about the dancing and with the dancers. And I thought, wow, he's good.
Mm.
And that's why he ended up being a presenter, because I heard the talent.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
That is goed.
A groot, groot voorreg.
Yeah. And it's absolutely really, it's lovely
witty.
To have. Yeah.
And he's witty.
When we give him the opportunity, when ons hom kans gee om te praat.
But not too much.
Yeah. Sy stem is dieper as myne.
It is.
Baie dankie.
En wat nice is met Rian is jy kan die podcast terugluister. En dan hoor jy, so nou en dan het hy daar ietsie gesê wat actually very witty is.
Wait, listen, that's true. Because you know what? When I listen regularly, when I listen to the podcasts, dan Riri, you would say things that we would not answer you on. That I feel so bad. Like, we would like banter.
Yeah,
like,
but that we hear him. We don't hear it.
Yeah, ons hoor jy nie, maar jy sê actually baie funny goeders. Okay. Like, within. Maar dan, ek sal dan lag. So I do laugh at, for you.
Yeah. At you?
And not with at, you. At you and with you. Depending on what you say.
Can you two...
And Jona Casper?
My personal Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a couple. I got a couple.
I had one.
Yeah.
I had one, right? I had one. And then one day I walked in. I called this person a mentor. And I walked into his office. And I said to him, you disappointed me because he went against me to score political points in the organization.
Yeah.
But he was like he was my dad. Like, you know, he shaped my career. And then I was busy writing my book, and then I went into his office and I said, the day that you double-crossed me, you were my mentor for so many years. I am who I am today because of your guidance.
Oh, yeah.
But when you double-crossed me last week, Friday or something, but this is now 5 years later, and then I said, I went onto my laptop, opened my manuscript, and I deleted your name.
Shots fine.
Take a chance, 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 take a chance.
You said that, take a chance on me, and so I thought I'll play it. You know what, Gavin, I asked you years ago if you would write a book with me, and you never did. Remember? Maybe we should do it again.
That was our first conversation. Yeah. My very first interview.
Because I want to write a book, and in my book I will explain my personal Jesus.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
During the sabbatical.
I've got lots to tell.
I'm sure. You've got a colorful, like, history, Casper.
Gavin, I had a meeting with publishers.
And then?
And I said, what about a book? And they said, yeah, nee, awesome, it's so lacquerous. And they don't want to pay anything up front. I said, hello, this is the world.
Yeah.
If... Give me an example of myself overseas. Angela Merkel. She wants to write a book, they're going to pay her up front. Say, Angela, go. You sit there on the island. You write the book. No. He's telling me, we don't do in South Africa. Ach, you know, books don't make any money. Then I said, fuck
crap.
That. You know, I've got such a lot of stories. I'm not going to give it away for free.
Yeah.
I was offered... an upfront payment of 50,000 South African rand.
Yeah.
And
for ponies gaan galop.
No, nie dis die ander.
Ja, jyne was nou weer
poep. Behind the headlines.
Poep in die wind wou ook sê. Wat is amor? Wat so poep?
Yes. So sê poep gereeld in my boek.
Did they offer you that for that book?
They offered me, and then I negotiated. It's all about the power of persuasion, Casper. Yeah, so yeah. Eventually I got 80,000 South African rand.
Wow. Which is not bad for South Africa. I'm thinking of another zero behind that one, but it's not bad. But this is the Afrikaans boekhandel now. Nee, ons maak nie eintlik geldjies met boekies nie. So, fuck. And then you get a cent for every fucking book they sell. No.
We must negotiate.
We must
better.
negotiate.
You need me in your life.
I do. Mm. And we're going to write it together.
Yes, exactly.
Because you do that slave work.
Yes.
I don't like that. And I can just say, no, put a duh da in a duh da.
Yes. I'll be your bitch for that period of...
Okay, and then we make money and we negotiate up front.
Yes. Great book, yes.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I've got... Oh, and nice pictures. Stories.
Have you got a title yet?
You know that Truman Capote ruined his career when he wrote his autobiography. Shame. So we don't want to ruin it. But we want to stir, hey Gavin. So
yes,
I will
little bit.
I will give you all the information and then you decide, okay, this is too much.
Because remember now, 10 years ago I was naughty, I would have said let's go balls to the walls.
I know.
Now I'm protecting.
And also
I was gonna tease.
And also for a second edition, second one later, number two. So you must hold back a bit and then say more news.
And then when we decide to talk about Nice, now I want to compliment you.
Thank you. We're going to talk about that, and I don't think you're going to compliment me after we've talked because I've got a lot to say. Take a chance on me. That's all right, asking you, honey. Oh, I got a wonderful little thing I must play. It's from a friend of mine who always sends me on WhatsApp. You get those people, and they send you stuff, and it's like millions of megs. You go, oh, my God, I can't sit through this fucking video, and it's not funny, or I've seen it before. Now, he's one of them. I'm not going to mention his name. But then every now and then, he sends one that is actually really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I found very, very funny. As you can hear, I'm looking for his WhatsApp because it's quite further down. Okay, here it is. Listen to this. I thought this was very funny.
Special subject tonight is the economies of the European Community. Mm-hmm. Your time starts now. Best of luck.
Thank you.
How much does Greece owe, Roger?
$367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct. How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Mainly France, Britain and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct. Why?
Because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies that can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to have to bail them out.
Correct. Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was, how can broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay it back?
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. How much money does Spain owe to Italy?
$41 billion, but where are they going to get it?
Correct. What does Italy owe to Spain?
$27 billion, but they haven't got it. They're broke.
Correct. How can they pay each other if neither of them has any money?
They're going to get a bailout, aren't they?
Correct. And where's the money coming from for the bailout?
That's what I'm asking you.
Correct. Why are people selling the European currency and buying the US dollar?
Because the US economy is so much stronger than the European economy.
Correct. Why is that, Roger?
Because it's owned by China.
Correct. And very well done. And after that round, you've lost $1 million.
I've lost $1 million. I thought you said well done.
Yes, well done. You've only lost $1 million. That's an extraordinary performance, Roger.
I've only lost $1 million.
Very well done.
And that's quite good, is it?
Oh, it's excellent.
Sell everything immediately.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
Thank you. Because that was true. You could hear it was true, hey? Hey.
Yes. Very true.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You know that our special guest is here. We should invite him in.
Okay.
Without any further ado. Don't you think? And then we can just continue the show with him here because it's like a visit. It's like, you know, Gavin has left.
For my name.
Gavin has left for our special, special guest.
What does he say? What does he say?
Ja, laat hy daar sit en dan sit jy langs hom. And I just want to see if I see any messages from anyone. No. Well, what is this? This is a picture of? No. No, this is recent. No, no messages for me. No birthday.
Oh
messages.
No, this is shocking.
Not one, eh?
Ach nee, kom mense.
Okay, no, I'll just switch off this fucking thing. I don't want to see it anymore. No, it's okay, peeps. It's okay. So, do you know, Rian, that Sean Hayes did the Ellen show? Do you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. He did the Ellen show.
What do you mean he did the Ellen show?
He presented it. Did you see that, Gavin? Yeah.
No.
He was guest presenter. And it looked wonderful, the bits I saw on YouTube and Instagram. He made a whole thing about it. And dance. You know where Alan dances?
He danced
with dancers. Choreographed. It's very, very good.
Wow.
And we love Sean Hayes. We forget how talented he is.
He is very talented. He's gone old a little bit.
He has.
Because of I'm sorry. Because I was a big fan. But he's still funny. He hasn't lost his wit.
Do you go off people because they're getting older?
No. Ek voel net ek het in die gat ingeloop en nou is ek binne in die gat.
Was lekker. Maar klim nou uit die gat. Tell me, Gavs.
Yes.
Don't you think, what's his name? Coffee, the coffee ad guy, Clooney. He's getting old. Did you see his neck?
George.
Neck George Clooney. Have you seen his neck?
Mm-mm.
It's like an old lady.
Ja, maar is dit nie common met wit mense nie? Hulle nekke? I'm being serious.
Ja, they got these necks, eh?
Yes.
I'm so glad I got koi blood.
Kurtua, what is your ancestor's name?
Kurtua, Oma Kurtua, we love you.
Oma Groeikie Groeikie.
Yes. But the thing is that white people get these necks. And George Clooney has got this neck where the two things in front of the neck, what do you call those two things? They stand out, yeah. And it makes you look old. So he's got to resort now to scarves.
Aww.
Like all women do.
Maar is nog steeds mooi.
Is het? Nee, hij nooit. Papa is nog nooit van mij. Oh. Ik zei, oh George, bring hier zo.
Bring voor, ik kan van mijn enige tijd Nespresso
really?
Maken. Really? Hij is moest die ambassador, wat ik weet, moest paar van haar ads gedoen van Nespresso. Like, he's proper. Yeah. Ik kan niet met Brad Pitt so stink awesome, nee.
Have you got stink awesome?
Yeah. Really? It's documented.
Have you met him?
No, I haven't met him.
No, then don't say things like that. It's probably pussy you're smelling. <in his bread. laughs>
Okay, ek trek dit terug.
We got a special guest here. I'm so glad to actually speak to him more than two words ever in my life. Arno Karstens, welcome to the show.
Hello, Casper en vriende.
Casper and friends, oh man. Thank you for being here.
Oh, awesome. It's been a long time coming. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And you are doing shows in Johannesburg. You're doing a show tonight in Randburg.
Yeah. Yes.
Murphy's Law.
Jeez, Murphy's Law, yeah.
Yeah. Maar wat type show is dit, wat jy doen? Is it acoustic?
Yeah, it's acoustic. It's a three-piece, so it's supposed to be acoustic, but I mean, then I've got the keyboard and the trumpet and the electric drums. But yeah, my two guys are young jazz musicians, and they are ambidextrous. They can do multiple instruments at the same time.
Wow. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So when you said my guys, you pointed, are they here?
Yeah, they're sitting there, but you know, they're on the social media. Like,
don't they have maybe guitars and drums here?
No, they've got nothing.
Otherwise, we could have invited them in, but let them sit there and socialize.
Yes.
A friend of mine went to see you the other day, and he said that you told him afterwards that you and your wife sort of left midway through one of my shows. Because you were on drugs or something.
No, your show was 3 hours long.
Yeah, I know, that's well, what I do.
Yes, sis. That's like... So the first hour and a half...
You enjoyed.
I was stunned by the amount of older ladies... And the language, and I think, I don't know, it was just a real world that I entered. I was like, "Here means what gaan nie aan?" And it was somewhere in Pretoria. So in the halfway through, we got so drunk, and so I just said, "Mel, I think we gotta go because I don't know if I can stand another hour and a half." So we left, and then I ended up in trouble with the police.
Oh my goodness.
But it's fine. Stayed. I got out of it. But I should have stayed.
You should have stayed, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. I can give you the DVD.
But you know, it's the same as Bruce Springsteen. I got so drunk on his show as well because he also does 3 hours. And then he goes like, oh, I wrote the song when I was 16. I'm like, I don't want to listen to your song when you were 16. No. Play Born in the USA. Hey. I don't even love the song, but you just play like something that. I know.
Yeah.
For, you know, 3 hours of anything, even like you say, Brad Pitt is too much.
But you see, Arno, the thing is that I totally agree with you with singers. They mustn't come with old cock. We want to hear the things they can do well. But with comedians, we got the pressure to always have new material.
Mm.
Because if you go on stage and you tell a joke, even if it's your own, they go, oh, heard it before, old material.
That is a lot of pressure.
And I don't like... I like to tell some jokes that I... my own jokes to om hulle weer terug te bring.
Yeah.
But people don't often like that.
That's weird, huh?
It's weird. You always have to have new cuck.
Do you find the same with paintings?
Well, painting I love. So I like not to repeat myself.
Now, if you do an art exhibition... Do you put out your old paintings that didn't sell? Do you put it up with your new stuff?
I want to sort of show people a couple
a of body stuff. Of work. And
number one, I'm not shy of what I did. Mm. It's not as if the 1920 painting is now cuck. You know, it's still good.
Mm.
Otherwise, I would never have shown it to people because I think with painting, you've got to be very confident and say, look, this is what I did.
Mm.
Yes, so I don't mind to stuff off old paintings, and I also love to create new ideas and new images. But usually with painting, yes, as it's my interview now on the Carsten show. Usually with painting, you're ahead of your time.
You see, because I want to know, because I'm busy with a new exhibition, and I was just wondering if I should put in my old paintings that didn't sell.
Yes.
Because some of them are better than my new stuff in any way.
Yes. I also feel some of them that I did exactly withstand the test of time and they can be seen. And you know, those paintings you're talking about now, it hasn't been on national NBC, CBS television. Mm-hmm. A couple of eyes have seen it. So more eyes can see it. I think.
Yeah, I've seen some of your stuff and it's awesome.
You wrote.
But I want to come to one of your exhibitions.
Please.
And, I think we should even do a thing together.
That's what I just wanted to say. Why don't we do a co-exhibition somewhere funky?
Yes, that'll be awesome.
You know, we throw in, well, it can just be you and I, or we can throw in John Flismas maybe. You know, artists.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
I think so. We can talk about that.
We'll have a lot of media around it.
It will.
Yeah.
We'll garner media.
You see, the real artists don't like us because we get more media than them.
Can I tell you?
So I don't care for them.
I picked that up so quickly that they are so nasty.
They're jealous.
Because I can almost now see this is not bad. But then you hear that. And so let's do that and just show them a big toffee.
Yep.
And Gavin, did you hear what you're missing?
What
you're going to publicize our exhibition.
Oh, amazing.
Painting.
Amazing.
And you're going to do it with your company.
Amazing.
Red dot.
Deal.
Red.
Love. That's it there.
Red dot.
Yes.
We take 80% of all sales.
Yeah. Yo, we turn it around. Because usually the bloody galleries take 80% and you, it's like.
We are Spotify.
Yeah, we are
Spotify. You represent us and you make nothing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let that sink in.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, we've quickly got to discuss gay stuff. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I'm very well versed. I'm from Cape Town, darling.
Because that's a section on the show, but I just thought you can't just sit outside. Let's chat together. So I'm going to play the Skier and Skinner thing, and then we're quickly going to discuss, especially Naysna last week. Okay, Gavi, are you ready? It's going to say Casper and Bernard, but we're going to just shout Gavin. With Gavin!
With Casper!
With Gavin!
So
it was the Mr. Gay World last week in Naysna.
Indeed.
And Gavin Arno was, and at least it were because he is a bit of a royal wee after that fucking weekend, he was a judge.
Wow.
A position that, and I'm a very comfortable gay man, a position that I turned down twice.
Wow.
Really? Mm. So it's like a danger. It's like that when you do the cowgirl where you break your penis. It's that kind of position.
Yeah, so, and eventually I said yes. I gave in. I said, yeah, I'll do it.
Why didn't you want to do it?
Because I was a publicity sponsor for Mr. Gay World 2018. So
you felt like it's like werkgevers mag nie deelneem nie.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because I would have, I still, looking back, I would have still have wanted to spend more time, like, you know, doing media than being and looking all pretty and you know, interviewing like all these people from around the world. But congratulations to Jordan Bruno, Mr. Gay Australia.
I can just tell you something that bothered me a bit, Gavin. It's a bit unprofessional. And just remember that in future. When you're a judge, you can't fucking sit and take pictures of the men.
When did I take pictures of the men?
The fucking show!
Did I take pictures of the men?
Yes!
Check your phone.
But Casper, so can I just say, so in my defense, so we were there judging for 7 days, okay?
And
everything was normal.
Yachts and horny and just took
pictures. But they were in their swimwear, Casper.
Did you see me take pictures?
It was swimwear. So video. I did not only take pictures, but I took video as well. Because
oh,
it was
my
the,
God.
No.
Nice.
You pervert.
The situation asked for
nou,
it.
Gaan jy in Alvino Nari tyd kyk julle op julle televisie. As skoonma gaan slaap het.
He wasn't there yet. He arrived okay. like later.
Well, I take it back. Ek trek terug.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so but you did a nice job and the people seem to like you.
But the people seem to have liked you. And my heart, because Casper was the MC, the master of ceremonies for Mr. Gay World 2018, yes. And the highlight for me was when Casper walked on and one of the contestants actually went down and proposed, and it was all like part of the show, but all impromptu. Like Casper, obviously Casper had ungefeer, like, "Ooh, Mr. America, yeah, come off of my throw," or something like that. And the audience were laughing, and then he went on his knees. I thought it was very
Mr.
funny.
America went on his knees, by the way, not me on my knees. Let's get the bee's knees right. Yeah, he went on his knees. But Mr. America, for some fucking reason, was 50 years old.
Yeah,
and that's why I proposed marriage.
I think he is still 50 years old.
Yeah, but you know what? I saw him at the airport in Johannesburg the day after, and he said, "You know what, Casper? We got the whole America talking." I said, "What?" Because my mother, she phoned me and said, Eunice or whatever his name is, Ebert.
Kyle,
but he's got a second name that he uses. Yeah. Say Eugene. Eugene, Kyle, Dimitri, what the fuck is going on? Are you getting married? The grandmother or his mother asks.
So is it?
It went viral.
Oh my goodness.
If you excuse the expression.
People on social media, because we were also watching social media, so people were complaining that he was the one contestant that was wearing a lot of makeup.
Oh, really? Yeah. My husband?
Yeah, your husband.
Oh, my God.
He was wearing. But there were some good, very good, like, people that came out of there. So
okay, can I give my 2 cents?
Yes, you give your 2 cents.
And you
what
tell me
irritated you?
Whether I am right or not.
I've got a suspicion of what you're going to say.
You tell me whether you agree with me or not.
Yes, I will tell you on record.
Why would Mr. Gay World in 2018, in the year of our Lord, when everything is open and free and the flags are flying, have to be held in a small little town on a hill with like 12 contestants, of which one is 50 years old? Aren't we supposed to be more mature by now as gay people? Shouldn't this be filling a fucking arena like Miss South Africa? Then be shy in a corner there with our little gay cuck. So I think we need to reboost this.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And Gavin, Red Dot Media, if you can come on board, we do a Mr. Gay Universe then. Fuck them with their Mr. Gay World and the three people competing. And we make it a huge thing. We got gay money in this world. We got Tim Cook, Apple. We got Ryan Murphy in Hollywood. We got lots of people that has got money and would like to see real representation. Some of those gay entrants look like drag queens.
Yeah.
You know, just without the makeup.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
What's wrong with that?
It's Mr. Gay.
Oh.
Mr. Gay, you know.
Oh,
so
okay.
You see, so it's like man.
Oh, it's supposed to be.
It's
more
supposed
manly.
To be the more manly man.
Oh, okay.
It's not Mrs. Lesbian or.
Okay, okay.
But I was a judge, and part of the discussions we had was because in a radio interview last week that I did, they asked look at Casper.
They asked me,
so Gavin, what are you looking for? Like if you put like a femme Mr. Gay contestant in front of you and a muscular one, who would you choose? And I said, I would choose the one that exudes the most confidence. Like the one that is very confident in his skin and that can go out and represent and be an ambassador for gays around the world. So irrespective of whether or not you get into your dresses or whatever the case may be, you just need to be confident.
You're right.
And
right.
But I get that because for me, there's a judging process and then there's a show. there's a show that you have to put on. And people have their own ideas, but for me, that is what I was looking for. On the record, I'm not speaking on behalf of all the other judges.
Of course not. No, no, no. Mm. It's just me ranting and raving.
Mm. No, no, no. Go for it.
I just wanted to say that the winner was the Mr. Gay World. He is the total good image of that young, hot, good-looking, fit. Mm. So, yeah, that is the worthy Mr. Gay. But why? The others, you can have a Mr. Twink Gay if you want. You know, you can have that.
Yeah, there was
enough variety in the gay world to do that, to do a little this and a this, miss this and a Mr. That. But, yeah, that was my problem. I just thought, Jesus, I mean, of all the people in the world, where was Mr. Britain? Where was Mr. Canada? They're not even there.
Yeah, and there were some ones that fell out as well. Well, not fell out.
Well,
but
out of their swimming costumes.
that were going to take part. There were quite a few. We were supposed to be 22 countries, and we were down to about 18.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Should do it at the ICC.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Mr. Gay on ICC. Mm. On ice, as a joke. Rian,
yes,
we got a surprise for Honor. Hey, tell me what's happening.
So, I have one of my favorite songs of yours. Okay. We're going to play, and I've got two dancers.
Just tell him what song it is. Sorry, I'm very bossy.
Unknown Universe.
Yeah.
And they're going to perform a little exhibition, a dance exhibition for you.
Yeah.
And I got to say, this song...
Sweet Lord, you're not joking.
No, no, we went all out for you today.
What the hell?
Okay.
Should I go see if they're ready? Or do you want to do it later?
Can they hear you?
Can you hear me well, Gerard?
I see they're getting ready.
Gerard, can you hear me well? Ons wil nou dance.
5 minutes.
For Arno.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. So they're going to dance for... oh, God. And we got to record it, Rian.
Yes.
Good that you warned me. So what... thank you, Gavin. So what we're going to do is...
What is...
Yeah, they're going to do an adage.
Yeah.
Wat kyk
jy daar? Ek het nog nie eens gesien nie.
Wat
'n fout.
Wat? Arno, wat sien jy? Verduidelik.
Oh, Jesus.
Nee, ek gedog.
Wat het jy gedog?
Who's that? Who's that guy?
Ek dink jy doen nou, dis 'n pragtige gedagte wat jy hier besit.
Who's that guy?
Oei, jare my seun.
Rian?
Ja. Dis Gerard.
Ken ek hom?
Ja, hy was laas jaar hier saam met Tannie Evita en...
O ja, hy het gedans met Tannie Evita.
Ek dink jylle gebruik my hierso.
Nee, glad nie.
Hulle het nou die dans hier die hele week vir jou prepare. So hulle het nou nogal baie ingesit.
Ja, we knew that you were coming, Arnold. For very...
This is amazing.
Hulle tot werk afgevang.
David, can you hear me? Can you type this? Thank you.
For weeks and weeks, because we had to get om jou datum vast te maak, so ons weet al lank jy kom, so ons het dit prepared vir jou.
Al oor 'n maand.
Prachtig.
Ja.
Kyk net hoe stretch hulle.
Ja.
Alle stretch
is so Gerard is actually current world champion.
No fucking what?
Ja.
In what?
In exhibition dance and adage and this amazing. Dit is circus de...
Circus
there we go. David gaan ook saam dans. My trompetspeler.
Oh, ek sien hy maak sy trompet warm. Okay, so ek moet gaan na waar Casper de Vries.
Yes.
Okay, everyone listening, and if this is a podcast, you can go to the Facebook page of Casper Radio Show. I'm doing it there because I feel I'm not going to give it for free to people who don't bother to listen to us. So fuck them. So we're going to be on the Casper Radio Show, and then you can always link it from that page to wherever you want to link it to.
Yes.
That is a beautiful leotard.
Yeah.
So Anna, het jy al dansers gehad wat op jou liedjies dans?
Die ou is baie gebou soos ek.
Wait, our extra special guest is mesmerized.
But I'm also, ek druk hier verkeerde knoppe, want ek is excited. Ek druk die verkeerde fucking knoppe. Wat moet dat doen? Publish?
Yes.
Hang on.
Ek love ons elke week vraag, hoe doen ons dit?
Ja, live. And then it helps me, because I'm old. Arne Carstens. Tribute?
Wow.
Dance.
Yeah.
And it's going to be live, people, so let me start it. And talk to you and see if you're there. It's going to start now. Look how beautiful I look with my scarf, eh?
Guys, are you... is there footage inside the camera?
Yeah, we're going to record it.
Yeah. On
recording
your phone?
Yeah, we're doing it live on his fan page.
We're up live now, and there's not one single fucking person. Where are you?
Let me go on.
We're going to go live. Go, Gavin.
Oh, I got a notification to say Casper De Vries is live.
Okay. Hello, I'm saying hello to myself at the moment. But remember now, this will be linked to various pages as well. I just, the nucleus is on the Casper radio show. Hmm? And there is Rian.
Hierdie mense is net muscles, hulle het niks vet aan hulle nie.
Verstaan jy? Mm. Dis waarom ek gegooi was, ek het nou verkeerd gedruk. Heeltemal verkeerd gedruk. Okay. So, wys gou vir ons, ja, gaan jy afneem?
Ja,
Rian.
Is reg.
Gaan jy afneem, Rian?
Yes.
So, sal jy gou ons allemaal wys hier. So, daar's Rian, hallo, sê hallo.
Hallo.
Vir jouself. en ons gas en Gavin. Okay, so we're going to have a dance now for Anna Carstens, who is our special, extra special guest. And they prepared this for Ever Shame, and we can't wait to see it. So I'm going to prepare the song.
Yes, please.
Wow.
What? Oh, it's had gebeur.
Oh, my God.
Password.
Batterijs dat is.
There seems to be a technical problem.
It's still going, I think. Low network connection.
Oh,
Jesus.
Sweet Lord.
Connection available.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. Don't press the wrong buttons, Rian.
You're taking footage.
We're taking footage. Okay, I'm getting ready here. So as soon as Rian shows me, I am going to play the music.
Let's take the final bow. Let's make the silent sign. Nobody needs to know. Somebody to hold.
Yay! Wow! That was beautiful.
Incredible.
Huh? How was that?
Incredible, incredible.
So that is what they mean with exhibition dancing.
Yeah, I mean, you clench your teeth, eh? When they do it. Because you're scared they're going to fall.
I thought it was going to break her at some stage.
Yeah.
It's totally incredible. I definitely want to use them for a show.
Yeah, yeah, you must tell. Because I was thinking the same thing. I mean, how wonderful is that?
Dry ice.
Amazing.
And no dry eye in the house as well. Yes. No, that was fantastic. Yanni, a dry eye. It's going to... Oh, very, very well done. So, people, you can go. I see there's a lot of people who wrote to me here now on the WhatsApp line. So they can't find the feed. They can't find the feed. Well, it is... Have you stopped it?
No, not yet.
Oh, Jesus. How do I end it? It is going to be... You're going to find it. It just... Look on the Casper Radio Show. Gaan soon to.
Mm-hmm.
And jy sal het daar kry. Want mense vra nou, hulle kry nie die feed nie. But it is there. I've just seen. And it says, we'll let you know when your video is ready.
Oh so, my goodness. But can I just say that I don't know how Riri's going to top this performance.
I do it every week. What are you talking about?
Like, this is amazing.
Yeah, no, this one. The gelukkig is die laatste show.
Ons moet praat oor, wil hulle in a show sit.
That's all amazing of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great
deal.
Casper, you're changing people's lives all the time.
Atterbury Theater.
Personal
dry
Jesus.
Ice.
Yeah, but Atterbury Theater.
Yes.
Perfect.
All the time I like it, I think in a day shall always be nice on this. So it's helemaal out of the box.
That had my mind gekrashed. Oh, is Palesa? What, you carrying a bomb? What is this?
I'm just a delivery man.
Ah.
But I know who it's from.
It's a cook.
I'm opening it up.
Oh, my God. Cook, dan is het voor Arno.
Yep.
No. Casper's not a cook, means.
What's happening?
I'm
here?
Opening it up.
Gavin, but you're full of surprises today.
Oh, it's fishy.
It's sushi.
And
my goodness.
So,
yes?
Can I just say? So, designer Dion Daniels was listening to our show and he was messaging me while our show was on. And that is with the compliments of Dion Daniels.
Dion Daniels, you sexy little fox fucker. I love you. How wonderful. I got raw fish. And we're going to eat. Anyone who likes sushi, you're going to eat with me, Nana. Hey?
Yeah. Kom ons neem net 'n foto. Take me off selfie.
Okay.
There we go.
Kan ek net pose met die...
Ja, pose gou-gou, and there we go. Oh, you look beautiful, Kasper.
Wees my eitant.
Yes, smile. Pusier there we go. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Ach, you're so kind, Dion fucking Daniels. You are so kind. Well, we are on our oort. We saw a wonderful dance. Is Gerard hulle nog hier?
Ja, ja, listen.
Just tell them it was wonderful. Do they know we thought that they were wonderful? Yes, yes. And who's the girl?
Dis sy nuwe partner.
No, she is fantastic as well.
Ja, en hulle het nou net begin saam dans. So dis well, regtig amazing dat hy want jy moet leer.
I could see the fear on her face.
When she went down.
No, when she was thrown around and she had to go, you know, through a little hole.
My favorite part was when he was standing and she like sit so geveg rondom hom so.
It's called the donut.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, donut do that at home.
En hy kan niks doen om haar te vang nie. Sy moet net vas.
O, heerlikie.
Hy gaan vanaand vel binne
wees. Dis my grappe. Mens kan niks niks doen om dit te vang nie.
Moenie maar die video, daar's toe hulle dit doen, toe skree iemand, "Fuck!" Klip haar.
Dis ek.
O, okay. Ek sê, "Whoopsies."
Well, no, no, there's someone there. Yeah. We were also hollering here.
Yeah, no, it was wow.
Now, let us continue with the history of Arno Carstens. And I've asked you, Rian, to tell us a little bit, with the help of Arno, about the Springbok Need Girls. Let's just go from there.
Normally, Casper asks me to do this, and the artist isn't in the country. Now he's sitting next to me.
Okay. Well, let's see what you
but
got.
I think it's better
Wikipedia.
You know, it's better to do it this way than to ask him questions you've heard over and over and
exactly.
over before. So,
okay, so Springbok Nude Girls, he's Springbok called Damas, originally from Stellenbosch.
Really?
Yes.
Well, are you a Stellenbosch student?
I did the biology on the and socialism with the students. The female students. Yes. So I wasn't really a student, but I was a student of sort. You know what I mean.
Did I leave then? Already.
Yes, I thought it was 1993.
Yes, I was just gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're the next generation.
Yeah, I remember Kwesi Kompasi was walking around then.
Always.
He was a boomerang then, wasn't he?
Yeah, but yeah. He was there when fucking if a Wood was walking around. He was sitting in the Bokhoeven in a corner eating a pie. Yeah. So, I was altijd daar. Toen was hij André Latour.
Ja, hij was de oudste student daar.
Wait, ja. Oh, ja, you're right. Now, then we got one common denominator, and that is Quiz. Okay, go on. Sorry, Rian.
All right, then, originally labeled signed to Sony BMG.
Mm-hmm.
Still that?
Verskoon my.
No, we actually just left them now.
Fuck
this
them.
This year, because you don't need record companies anymore.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Mm. Okay. Young artists maybe do, but not old ones.
They introduced punk rock, ska, acid jazz, and heavy metal.
We played a bit of Little. What was that?
Ugh, that was what just genre? Normal alternative rock.
Oh, really? Mm. I quite liked it. I never knew it. Look, I missed you as a Springbok Nude Girl. That was just, we didn't cross paths.
The big thing was about the Nude Girls was the energy of the shows.
So Riri kry 'n halve punt daarso.
Damn it. Ek kan nie van 'n halve punt doen.
Can I tell you a little gossip news? I had one of your ex-members, one of the ex-members of the show on my Casper Rasper show years ago with Francois Blom, I think they were called, what?
Oh, Kobus.
Kobus.
And Theo.
Theo. He was fucking tripping on something that night. We had to rush him to hospital just to be able to play on the Cosmos.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I never had that in my life. It's like, woo, rock and roll. This guy needs resuscitation.
Yeah, he had a couple of, he's been into rehab a couple of times, but now he's super straight. And he's a surfer. Nice. You won't believe what he looks like now. He's got no stomach.
Really?
He's like a surfer dude.
I've never seen him again since that day. Mm. I'm glad to hear he's alive, number
yes.
one. Mm. Okay, go on.
Right. They played their first big gig in September 1994 in Stellenbosch and since toured extensively.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Twitpunter.
In the 2000s, the band was received the South African Music Award for Best Rock Album.
Oh, 2000.
That's what it says in Wikipedia.
Well, Wikipedia is pretty much fucked up. I must put it out there.
That's why I'm so insecure reading this.
I think by 2000 we've already had five or four songs.
Damn, Wikipedia.
Casper, anyway. You're killing me.
No, I didn't write that.
No. Listen, Wikipedia is... they're just pulling stuff out of the air.
It's basic knowledge.
Yeah.
But it's good for basic knowledge.
Yeah, yes. Basic knowledge.
All right.
Okay, so before you continue, I listened to a song which I like, Bubblegum on My Boots. What kind of style is that?
I love that song.
That's just grunge rock.
I like it. It grows on you.
Yeah.
As you listen.
In my high school, this is all we listened to.
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect skies are blue and strange.
So as chokerkies or young teenagers, what influenced you, your band? Who did you listen to?
So I was the youngest of four brothers. So basically I grew up with old AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, that stuff.
Okay.
And then there was the reggae thing. Then there was the Doors. Then there was the new wave 80s, which I loved, Depeche Mode, Tears for Fears. So by the time in the 90s, when it was our time, you know, when we were not 21, whatever, that was like alternative rock. So there was the Smiths, Pixies,
yes.
Nirvana, all that stuff. So it was a mixture of all of that. I mean, we weren't really the run-of-the-mill type of grunge band because we had a trumpet.
Yeah.
And we would go like soft. Because grunge was just... Because I love beautiful ballads and then heavy music.
Yeah.
So we used to play around with it and stuff.
Mix it up.
Mm.
But I mean, did that seep through into your compositions? Those people you just mentioned.
Well, yeah, sort of. I mean, because then it was basically very guitar driven in the 90s. But I mean, now these days, a more electronic, a more of the 80s stuff is now coming through in my blood because I'm actually going to go see Depeche Mode in a month's time.
Oh, lucky.
Oh, yes.
So. But once again, there they are. They are back.
Yeah, they never really went away. You fall out of fashion.
Yes.
But then you just slumber like a bear.
Yeah.
And then you know, if you wait around, time comes around again.
Because if you're good enough, you will be missed and noted again.
Yeah,
you know?
A good song is a good song.
Exactly. Mm. Mm. Yeah. Bubblegum on my boots today. Love that. Stun now. Have you got any more wrong information from Wikipedia, Rian?
No, I stopped writing when Anna walked in.
Oh my god. Okay.
So what the
when did you go solo?
I think the Nudgles was for 7 years. Feels longer.
Yeah, it does, eh?
The amount of drugs and booze we did.
Yeah.
So.
Well, for us as well, as listeners.
Yes. So, it felt like forever, but it was actually only 7 years, and then we sort of broke up just because we were falling apart.
Yeah.
And also, you reach a ceiling in South Africa. We went to New York and overseas and stuff, but I mean, it wasn't enough. We were too old. You know what you should leave? Mm. When you're 23.
Yes.
Even older than that, then it becomes a problem.
You're right.
So then we split up a little bit. You should also, for the children out there, never split up a band. Just say you're taking a break. Because then when you come back, then it's like, oh God, they're doing another reunion and another reunion.
It's
a big pain in the balls. Yeah. But so, just take a break and then you can come back. So what we did is we split up for 5 years. I did another universe. And I had great success with that. But then there was this hole in my heart because I missed the energy and the heaviness of the Nudgles. So we got back together again, did another album. And since then, we play like twice a year. We do two little tours. But we don't play like we used to. And
Was recent, hey?
Last year we played with Pixies. Now we just brought out two songs and we did a little tour. And we just finished the album. And that'll be coming out at the end of the year. We'll do another little tour with that.
Mm.
And then we'll see what will happen. But... everybody's leaving. The trumpeter is leaving for America. The other guys in the UK. The other guy. So
this little trumpeter.
No, the guy for the Nudgles.
Nudgles, of course. I'm a bit confused. Yeah. Remember, I'm old. Okay, so I was looking at you. Now I'm following you for some reason on iTunes, with your music taste
on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Oh, you do that. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Ek het jou nou gevolg, maar hoe die fok kry ek jou musiek?
Well, you put in Anna Carstens or Springbok Nude Girls.
I did. And then they said, you are now following Anna Carstens and all his fucking music. Okay, Anna, because I want to play a bit of your stuff.
You did another universe.
We did. We did.
And then last year, the year before, I did my first Afrikaans album, which was amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Tell me again that name, the title.
The Aanblom 13.
Yeah.
Because that's where I grew up in Worcester, the Aanblomstraat 13. And I always thought it sounded like Nightmare on Elm Street and you know, a mixture of that and Friday the 13th.
Excellent. How do people react to that, to the Afrikaans?
Very good, because it's a very good album. Look, it's my music is alternative, so I'm not mainstream.
Yeah, yeah.
But it did very well, and it's still doing very well. So, you know, every now and then, I think your first album of anything is normally, your first two albums are very good.
Mm.
You know, so my first two Afrikaans solo albums were great. First two Springbok Nigel albums were great, and I think my first two Afrikaans albums will be great. But after that, it all fizzles out. That is how it normally works in the music industry, I think.
And then you got to, what, reinvent it?
Yeah, Highlander 1, Highlander 2, Highlander No More.
Yeah. And then the return of Highlander versus
Freddy. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Kasper, mense nou...
Sorry.
Yep. Mense wat nou luister, het nie gesien toe, nou Bubblegum my boot speel, toe sit jy nou met jou oor toe, en jy luister na die... What's going through your mind as jy daarna luister nou?
I was going, Jere, hoeveel keer het ek jou nie? The production is terrible. is there something new in this that I can find?
Hoor gauw, hier so sê vir my wat moet ek speel. Ontwaak, tjoep stil, hul hard. Of is dit hole, is dit Afrikaans of Engels hierdie? Nee, dit sê die hul hard.
Is daar nie chemikalie nie? Ek is mal oor die song chemikalie.
Ons het nie meer chemikalie hier nie, maar ons kan glad kry vir jou.
Dit is van die album die Aanblom.
Nee, ek weet, ek maak een grapje. Ek wil maar net sê, ons kan hier uber chemikalie iets kry. Uber iets. Chemikalie fucking jy. Wacht, laat ek nie afgaan. Wat is die fout, Gav?
I'm getting a bit cold.
Oh, please. It's not about you here. Okay. It's about us. Intensie, fantasie. Hier is gemakalie fucking jou. Wacht, mense. Hier is dit. Hier is dit. Hier is dit. This video is not available.
No, maar hoe is jy nou op een video?
Ek is nou op YouTube, want ek soek jou Afrikaanse goed.
Maar hoekom is jy nie op Apple Music nie?
Maar ek kry jou nie. Ek volg jou.
Speel dan die Aanblom.
Shhh. Ons gaan om soek. Have you got anything else to say about Nice Nustle? Did we discuss everything while I'm busy searching it?
I did gay news, as in Neisner was just part of my gay news.
Okay, tell us a bit of gay news. I like that.
Okay, so, jy ken hy scene van the assassination van Giovanni Versace.
I know, I love it. It was amazing.
Waar Ricky Martin, somebody man in die bed, somebody model is, terwijl Versace daar een kan staan.
Oh ja.
So, Ricky Martin het nou vir die newspapers geadmit dat hy het basically excited geraak toe hy scene gedoen het.
Yeah.
And he always wondered, like, when people do it, like, sex scenes and these raunchy sex scenes, do you really get a hard on? Do you get an erection? Like, what's happening? He was like, he says, he was so self-bewust, when I was 40 crew members, like, and I... vertrek gewees waar dit nou Versace se kamer is and he was excited like
wow
reg op
punt in die weg
so erg dat het gaan staan het
ja
my goodness want dit te verg nogal baie
en nog so een ander enetjie
ek dink dit afgeshaai word net gesê dat hy kan dit nog opkry
look at me now.
And that is, so daar was a gay couple wat geattack was deur twee mense. Deur twee mans, so homophobic in Seattle, né?
Ja.
En toe, maar nou hierdie een ou staan toe, sy naam is Chris McCorkle, en Chris McCorkle staan toe, en hier kom twee ouens, macho men, and they were boasting about the fact that they just like hit two gay men, and obviously, you know, derogatory terms and things like that. Toe begin hulle te jaag, toe slaan hulle om, en toe begin hulle vashou en te stoei, totdat die politie kom en te word die twee gearresteer, die scoundrels, né? Mm. And so this week, he was honored with a special citizenship award.
The policeman.
Nee, die man, die Samaritaan.
Oh.
Omdat hy vir hulle basis like gered het en dat hy justice gebring het tot die homofobiese incident.
So, you want to say that the whole situation has been Seattled?
Met die fliek uitkom Stitches in Seattle.
Stitches, oh, good Rian. Oh, you nog 'n week verdien. Just remember that tonight Arne Carsten is at Murphy's Law, and then on the 3rd of June he's at the Railway Cafe in Irene.
Wow. Yeah. Irene.
Irene, sê my jylle Irene, sê my
jylle Irene.
In Irene, the Railway Cafe.
Is 'n baie interessante plek daar. Die Railway Cafe.
I've never been there.
Klomp verskillende goeders wat hulle doen. Dis crazy. Jy moet enig uitcheck.
Okay.
Baie weird.
Irene is 'n bietjie ver.
Ja, ek weet.
Is die ding.
Jy het 'n voice note vir ons gestuur een Vrydag. Was dit nie toe jy daar perform het nie?
Ek het nie 'n clue nie.
Ek is seker, onthou jy.
Het hy al 'n voice note?
Ek seker hy het vir ons 'n voice
note. Ek het vir Attie een gestuur jare terug, maar het hy
Ja, so
Ja, I think you did.
I don't know.
Ja, hy het 'n voice note gestuur om haar terug.
You know what? It was when I wanted you on the show and you couldn't, but you sent me a voice note.
Ach, yes,
but we can't remember. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And anyway. Then I want to tell you something that Timothy Chalamet from Call Me By Your Name. Remember that movie? No, you
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we spoke about it on the show.
Yes. Okay. Well, he's now going to play King Henry V. He's not gay, Timothy.
Mm.
But
as such,
he played in a gay movie, so he's got a lot of gay love flowing towards him.
Oh,
so he's going to be Henry V on Netflix. Wow. So have a look at that, Henry V. I think I can't remember my history that well, but I think it's a long reign.
Mm.
You know, so we're going to see a lot of Timothée.
So who misses Kevin Spacey, and what is your opinion there?
Mm. I was thinking about.
I love him. I miss him.
I wonder what he's doing. I was thinking the other night. Where is he?
You know, I've met Boy George. And you know how Boy George, what happened to him before he went to jail?
No.
Hy en sy buddy het a toy boy gehad in die apartment. En hy het hom vastgebind. En hy het gepaartie dwarsteering. So he escaped the toy boy. Or the rent boy. Mm. And he ran down the road naked. And the cops came to him and said, what's that? Oh, no. And they took him, he took the cops back to Boy George's house, and to his house, and him and his buddy was like locked up. But I thought it was hilarious.
I know.
And the same with Kevin Spacey. Look, Kevin Spacey, he pesters people, but you're not a rapist.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference. And he's such a great actor.
Mm.
I think it was the same with this guy who plays God all the time.
Morgan Freeman.
You know, they're old people that pesters young people, but they're not rapists, and it's not.
No.
They shouldn't lose their jobs. Look, I don't know all the facts, but I miss Kevin Spacey, and hands off Morgan Freeman.
The thing is that people
overreact. Yeah.
And then, almal skuldig voel, en almal fucking flirt, maar as daai goed nou gebeur, dan overreact hulle en ostracize die mense. Verskrikkelijk. I think that's because ons is skynheilig. That's I think why.
Mm.
And yeah, I constantly think where is he? Is he sitting in a house? What's the reaction when he appears in the street? Whatever. Morgan Freeman, I do that a lot. I touch people.
Mm.
I touch you a lot, Gavin.
Yes, you do. As you do, as you know, doing.
Oh, but it's not as if I'm a rapist.
Exactly.
Now you can go and say, Casper is very touchy.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
Mm.
Agree with
Imagine that thing fat flammy in South Africa and all the secrets in goed kom.
Yes.
Van alle jare terug.
I think it's going to be very interesting. We have got a section where we talk about old hits, and I asked Arno what was his hit that he remembers that he loved for the first time. And he mentioned a group called Tears for Fears, which I love as well.
Yes, I can actually remember them.
Good, Gabby. And we haven't found you your energy booster yet, eh? And you can.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know that sarcasm. Now, remember that Tears for Fears, I think it was their second or third album, where they had this, like a psychedelic garden, sowing the seeds of love.
Shout, wasn't it?
Sowing the seeds of love.
Oh, yeah, sowing the seeds of love. Yeah, yeah.
That video is iconic.
That was their hippie phase.
Yes.
You see, I must say, I enjoyed them more when they were the new wave, older, Mad World, and The Hurting. Yeah. The album was called The Hurting. Was beautiful.
I'm with you. I'm just saying, if I say Tear for Fears, I remember that video as well, because that video is like, classic. It's like the Peter Gabriel one with the roller coaster. It's just something you remember. But that was like Beatles psychedelic phase. Yeah. But you said The Mad Love Time. You love Mad World, sorry. Time. You love that. And other songs, Naomi, other songs you liked?
It was
Changes.
Well, from that album there was Mad World
Changes.
Change.
And then Pale Shelter.
Pale Shelter was amazing. Mm. You see, the things what I like about that old 80s vibe is the fashions were so incredible. It was so strong, coming from the 70s, guitar driven, and then suddenly it was electronica everywhere. And just I'm the Blitz Club. I'm actually friends with some of them today.
Really?
Mm. From the Blitz. Steve Strange, who started the Blitz Club, he died 2 years ago. Mm. And he, before he died, he covered one of my songs, Dreamer.
Oh.
Yeah, and Rusty Egan, who was in Versace. Remember We Fade to Black? Well, We Fade to Grey?
Yeah.
A friend of mine, and him, and that was at a battle and stuff. But I mean, I toured with Ultravox, Simple Minds.
Wow.
So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I was the biggest fan of them when I was a lighty. So it's so cool now that I'm old enough to work with them. And yeah.
Sometimes they say you must never meet your heroes.
There's some of them that you don't ever you shouldn't meet.
But you were happy with them.
Simple Minds, the lead singer Jim Kerr, was the nicest guy I've ever met.
Okay.
Mitch Ear is amazing.
Yeah.
I find people who's very successful are very nice.
They are, hey.
Yeah.
They haven't got problems.
The one band I was disappointed in was Offspring. I thought they were a bunch of wankers. But the rest, I'm Celine Dion's the nicest person ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I can write a book.
That'll be interesting.
But you have to put in the details.
Wanneer kan ek kom kuier?
Are you talking about Celine Dion or the rock group Celine Dion, which is like a fucking heavy grunge band?
I've never heard of Celine Dion.
Slangdon.
The Norwegian heavy rock death metal band, Celine Dion.
Look what I found, Anna. Listen.
Ooh, here we go. I love this.
Come on, Galia. We're coming back to Tears of Fears, don't worry. I'm so glad I found it.
Yeah, I dig this song.
Sy is gebore in 'n ambulans. Sy is gebore met 'n wandbalans. Die rooi lig bloei by die strate af. Arriveer by die deur as die monsters kom neer. Sy is gebore in die Noord-Karoo. Waar die stilte jou versmoor. Ek op raas, allemaal lyk verbaas, onder observasie.
Hy is actually op iTunes baie maklik te kry, ek was net in die stupid geouten. Die Aand Blom 13, en dan is daar, ek onthou die Hello Goodbye.
Yeah,
the Goodbye Boys, ek onthou die
Hello Whole
tight.
Heart, yeah.
Dis 'n stunning song, wow.
Ja. En dan is hy Another Universe.
Woohoo!
So is baie van hom mense op iTunes. Hoeveel kry jy op iTunes as hulle dit koop?
Okay, ek het inligting. Byvoorbeeld 'n vriend van my, Mike Rutherford from Genesis and Mike and the Mechanics. Hy het vir my onderdag gesê hulle speel, hy sy grootheid was haar In Our Living Years.
Yes.
Dit on Spotify got played a million times. Hy het $18,000 gekry daarvoor. Hulle steel die kunstenaars rotten call.
Dis
niks.
Dit is belaglik. 1,000 plays. As iemand 1,000 keer van jou song speel, dit is een album. Wie the fuck gaan 1,000 keer luister na? You know what I mean? It's, they absolutely steal musicians' monies. It's ridiculous.
Sure.
But that's not right.
Yeah.
Kan dan niks aan gedoen
word. But don't they pay you up front?
Dude, like Spotify, those means that amount biljoene. En die kunstenaars maak zero.
Want dan het Taylor Swift het vir dinges gevra, Tom Cook, om haar te betaal. En toe het hy op die einde, dan they pay up front. Don't they do that?
Well, that's Taylor Swift. I mean, not everybody's Taylor Swift.
So it's not a general rule now.
Oh. Nee, right.
Dis jammer.
Jy kan niks aan doen nie.
Nee, ek het al gedink, there will come a time when cinema I think Rolling Stone can like your app cry and give your music to your fans and they can pay for it directly.
Yeah.
Why must you go through? That's why I left the record company now, because why? Springbok Noodles is an old band. We don't need a record company. And we're doing it directly, doing a deal with Apple Music or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm Marcus, I'm a 5 cent meer.
Meer. But the thing is, as a consumer, can I say, mens wil ook nie gaan rondsoek vir die goed nie.
Nee.
Jy wil weet, ek kan het hier kry.
Exactly.
Ja, dis die probleem weer, waarmee mens sit. But it is not right. Do you know that you've said the name so many times that you now say Springbok Noodles?
No, maybe it's just brain damage, and at the end I just mumble it.
Okay, because that's what I just heard now, the Springbok Noodles.
New girls.
Let's quickly go to...
Oh, I love it.
This is Tears for Fears, people. It's called The Hurdin. Werk so'n song, help dit as een mens al lang tyd in die studio is, en you work on it, or does it just come, or...
Ek weet vir feit, hierdie album met hulle net, dit is hulle eerste album, so die twee ouwens,
ja.
En hulle het gedoen op hulle eie, so...
So they spend a lot of time together?
Well, you know, in those days, the 80s het nie gehad... These days you can do it. I mean, they're brilliant.
There's no real to real, though.
Yeah, they really. This is super talent.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
So I mean, the sound is still today so fresh. It's just amazing.
I don't want to name drop because it's not. But when we had Leo Sayer, and I listened to those songs, I thought Jesus is well produced. It's so fucking well produced.
What was Leo? What did I never sing?
When I need you.
Oh my God.
I just close my eyes. Or my ass, as you want. And I'm with you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I just listened and I thought, this is the 70s. It sounds so beautiful.
But you know, we redid A Man on the Moon from Ballyhoo or whatever for a movie.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do the vocals. Because in the 70s, they used to layer these beautiful backing vocals. So we had to go get the original singer, was this guy who used to do the Springbok Hit Parade albums.
Mm.
And there was this one guy who did all those vocals. And we actually got him in, the oom, to
Prachtig.
Do this.
Yeah.
Om my layers to do. When die mense kan nie mense sing nie.
Yeah.
So...
Dis waar, né?
Ja, ja.
Dis die full spectrum, even ABBA kind of a thing. Where you wall to wall. Maar vertel ons bietjie van Tears for Fears, nog informatie, iets wat Arnold nie weet.
Well, kom ons praat, ons nou die name gesê. So Mad World Changes in a Pale Shelter was nou obviously op dieselfde album. En hierdie songs het al drie die top 5 gemaakt in die UK, wat amazing is. Dan van een album af, dat drie van jou liedjes in die top 5 kom.
Dis
amazing. The song was released in 7 March 1983. Hoe oud was julle?
Oh.
1983, ek was Standard 3.
Ek was eerste jaar Stellenbosch.
Okay, Gavi.
Ek was 6 jaar oud.
Okay, ek was nog nie gebore nie.
Okay, shout out to
me. Ek het gesit met op 'n trekkerwiel in Calvinia, op 'n trekker. Met my broer het my gegee a Walkman. Jy weet daai Walkman.
Ja.
En toe luister ek na die tape en die sound was so amazing op my Sony Walkman achter op die trekkerwiel. And I was like, I was in the Karoo, but I was in a different world.
Wow.
And I always found it so spectacular that you can sit in Africa in the middle of nowhere and listen to way out music from England or America. And I think, ek voel nou hoe gaan hierdie mense voel as hulle nou weet waar hulle musiek geluister word.
En jy's reg, hoe amazing is daai headphones dat jy dan hoor jy die klank en jy voel omring. Selfs met die Walkman. Dit was wat the fuck het ons geweet van beter. So vir ons was dit die ultimate.
Mm. As die battery pap gaan.
Ek moet vir julle 'n storie vertel van dit. So ek en Frans van Kouke, hy drink nou nie meer nie.
Ja.
Maar ons het een aand na 'n show toe gaan te bly by iemand se huis. En ons is by die ouse bar en ek en Frans van Kouke, man, ons raak gerook en ons raak gesyp en ons sit en ons luister na die nuwe Pixies album, die ou speel het op 'n vinyl. En ons is so getrek en ons luister en ons gaan Jesus met die ouens is they are so progressive. Look at just listen, they don't get older, they actually just reinvent themselves. I mean listen to that and it's going real. Yeah, that is amazing. And it's so like an ek Frans gaan like Jesus die ouens is you know they groundbreaking. And the rest of the album class. Kyk ek Frans mekaar sê goed ou. Dis was op 'n verkeerde spoed. Ja, ons het gelag. Sê vir but you know it actually sounds better like that. So anyway.
Julle gaan hierdie hele plaat. Yes, this is fucking amazing what they're doing here.
Groundbreaking.
It's like a fucking cow, listen.
No, daai giggle stiek gerook is, dit klink daai musiek amazing.
Amazing.
Oh my word, that's a good story.
Okay. So, jy het gesê, Rian, is daar nog iets?
Ja, daar is nog iets.
Ja.
The album was certified gold. Nou, jy kan ons bykie help. Ek kan nie onthou wat is die, hoeveel moet jy verkoop vir gold en platinum nie?
In die dag was het, joh, is honderde duisende. Ja. Ek meen, ja.
So, the album was certified certified gold by BPI within 3 weeks of release and reached platinum status in the next January.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very fresh in its time.
Yeah. The album was remastered in 1999. Mm-hmm. Oh. Didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And then the 30th anniversary was released on the 21st of October 2013. Both a double CD and a deluxe CD. I don't know why they're still CDs.
Oh, I just don't know. I don't get deluxe CDs. You know, all I'm looking for was the Eurythmics. Remember that first album, Sweet Dreams?
Mm-hmm.
I just want the old one.
Mm.
And then they always put these extra songs. And I go like,
en ook video's.
Dit suig.
Yeah.
Die extra songs, dit is nie wat ek wil hoor nie. Ek wil net...
Or the demos or stuff.
Yeah.
It's interesting if you're a big fan. Mm. But I mean, you just want the basic things, you know. Mm. But I just quickly want to ask you a question as a connoisseur. What's the difference between a mix and a remaster?
Okay, so every time you mix an album, you got to master it.
But what do you do then?
Mastering is it just makes it fuller and better and it takes it together. Because mixing is still individual
yeah,
things.
Yeah, so it's the guitar harder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So mastering puts it all into one.
With the equalizer.
Yes, so it puts and it makes it everything, supposed to make it a little bit better. And a lot of people pay a lot of money for me. Pay a lot of money for it, but I don't totally get it. But anyway.
Yeah.
And then to remaster, because remember in the old days, radio, like these days, if you put an old song on the thing, it lacks bass. The song lacks bass. Mm-hmm. Because of hip-hop, everything's got to be fat with bass. So you got to like remaster it and put more bass in it so it can sound good on radio now. Everything, yeah.
Oh, that's why, so they put bass and it's on computer basically.
Thing. Everything is digital.
What they call it? Boost bass. Hier, ek kon dit amper nou nie sê nie. Ek het amper nou gesê Springbok noodles.
They boost the bass and I think it's to the detriment of melody.
Yes.
Mm. I love melody more than a bass.
Ja, but baie keer is dit moeers irriteer.
Ag Jesus.
Jy se kry hoofpyn. Ja. Fuck sakes. Onthou nou, dis vanaand by Murphy's Law. En dan die 3 Junie by Railways Cafe in Irene.
Mm-hmm.
Our very, very special guest, Arno Carstens, was here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. And listen, let's do our art exhibition. I'm working on it.
Kevin? Kevin? Yes. Will you take it up, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alphismus, ooh, here hy is bang vir hom, né? Hy's weird.
Maar op 'n lekker manier.
I love him, yes.
Here as mense so is, dan love ek it.
Ja, ja, ja.
It's not a scary. He's fucked. And that's what I know. Geniuses are fucked.
You know, I used to party with him in the old days.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Ja, ja, ja. When he was still doing chemicalia.
Woo! This one morning I thought he was dead. We couldn't wake him up. He was like, oh, wat gaan ons nou doen?
Yes. Goeie ou daar.
Oh my jene.
He's now so clean, shame. He's a vegetarian and he does fuck all. But he's still very funny. Yep. Well, intelligent.
Yeah.
And he paint. I love his painting. I've opened one of his exhibitions. Yeah, he's very scared.
Mm.
So, Gavin, you will organize it for us.
Yes.
Our exhibition. I
want to
say
record.
Goodbye to everyone. Thank you, Rian.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rian.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you, Casper.
And how wonderful that we play out with the Hello Goodbye Boys. Because we're saying goodbye now.
And we're saying happy birthday, Casper.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Casper. Happy birthday.
Ons moet 'n bietjie kuier aan op 'n stadium.
Ja, okay.
Bye.
Just.
This is CliffCentral.com.